And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, we talk about your book of business and some organizations, some individuals who really fit the mold for the kind of people we can genuinely help other people and make more money, serve their market. One of which we've come to learn is the folks in the insurance business, but we've got a client here who is in the long-term care planning insurance business. Give us some highlights about how and why this is working so well for this guy.
Yeah, I think a good way to illustrate this is to kind of go through what that show concept meeting looked like. Initially, he came in, as most of these people do, with the idea of doing a show about the long-term care insurance business, the tax benefits and things like that, the kind of deep dive into it. And we quickly moved him into doing an exercise where we identify who are his best prospects, who are the ideal clients that he would like to clone. And then we eventually landed on women executives or women entrepreneurs, people that have an easier time wrapping their arms around this kind of service, and they see the benefit right away. And once we did that, then that opened up the doors to really start brainstorming, where are we going to be able to find these people? He knew some successful women business people. We knew some successful women business people. Then we did the traditional show concept meeting where we identified the power partners, the influencers, you know, the people that refer to him. And then in short order, he was able to get a dream list, and he was off to the races.
That's the understatement of the century. This guy, of course, understands the value of referrals, had some great clients who really liked him and appreciated the value of his work, but had really not given him much in the way of referrals. Didn't he walk out of episode one with like over a dozen referrals from someone who had never given him any, I don't think.
Right. He knew this person for over a decade, never got a referral. And then after the episode, he got over a dozen. And just by changing the framing and the positioning, instead of asking for a referral for insurance, he was asking for a referral of a successful woman entrepreneur. Even though those both people are the same person to our client, if the ask is for a woman entrepreneur that's doing good work to be spotlighted, that is a much easier referral than have the insurance guy call me.